Praise the Lord Jesus. So good to be alive and serving the King. Another day, another opportunity. Let's thank Him. Let's worship Him who's worthy. We give You praise. We give You thanks, O Holy One. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You, great King. Thank You, Holy One. No matter what it looks like, we give You thanks. We give You praise. You are faithful. You are the one who never changes. We thank You that You are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. The one who keeps us, the one who sustains us, we worship You. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give You thanks. We give You praise. Thank You, thank You, thank You for Your ability, Your unction. We give You thanks. Oh, faithful God. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give You praise. We give You praise. We give You praise. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Oh, we worship You. We worship You. We worship You. We worship You. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. We call every need met, every yoke destroyed, every burden removed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We'll open up our Bibles to Hebrews 13 and read a familiar prayer there. Now, the God of peace, from the 20th verse, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We thank God for such prayers, and that the God of reconciliation, peace, and restoration thought about us and did everything for us and did it in Him. And that even today, that benefit of being at one and in union with Him is what we're enjoying. Hallelujah. For it is in Him we live and move and have our being. But there's a working that's taking place in us. And we thank God for this prayer, taking advantage of that working. He began this good work in us. He is faithful. He will accomplish it. He will bring it to the end. And so we trust God and yield to Him through each of these prayers. And we can see His heart's desire, that He is there to help us, that He's working in us, that basically even the will to do the right thing is in us. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for such prayers that constantly guide us back to Christ, His blood, His covenant, and so forth. Hallelujah. That we can lean heavily on these things. Amen. The everlasting covenant. The blood of the everlasting covenant. All of these realities, we want to just enjoy them today more than ever before. Hallelujah. Let's hear this also in Kannada as we go forward.
ಶಾಶ್ವತವಾದ ಒಡಂಬಡಿಕೆಯ ರಕ್ತದ ಮೂಲಕ ಕುರಿ ಹಿಂಡಿಗೆ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಕುರುಬನಾಗಿರುವ ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸುವನ್ನು ಸತ್ತವರೊಳಗಿಂದ ಬರ ಮಾಡಿದ ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಕನಾದ ದೇವರು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಸಕಲ ಸತ್ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನ ಚಿತ್ತವನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತೆ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಮಾಡಲಿ. ತನ್ನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮೆಚ್ಚುಗೆಯಾದ ಅದನ್ನು ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಮೂಲಕ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನಡೆಸಲಿ. ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಆತನಿಗೆ ಮಹಿಮೆ ಉಂಟಾಗಲಿ. ಆಮೆನ್.
Praise God. So we have this almost incredible heart to believe that there is God Almighty working in us and through Jesus Christ to bring us forward into the plan and purpose of God, and that this has been the way he's been from the beginning. And all of these thoughts have been for his pleasure, and he's been thinking about us. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 42, he says in verse 1, "Beloved," or rather, "behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." This is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who the Lord delighted in completely and brought forth the loving kindness and plan of God to us also, being Gentiles. We live in this age. But notice that he was God's elect. And we thank God that we are in that one. Hallelujah. So because he was the chosen and he was our representative in that council that they had between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he represented us, and so he was the elect that showed complete favor and obedience in the Father's eyes. Amen. And so we ride on that, and we enjoy that place today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's hear Isaiah 42, verse 1 also in Kannada.
ಇಗೋ ನಾನು ಆಧಾರವಾಗಿರುವ ನನ್ನ ಸೇವಕನು ನಾನು ಆದುಕೊಂಡವನಲ್ಲಿ ನನ್ನ ಆತ್ಮ ಆನಂದಿಸುವುದು ನನ್ನ ಆತ್ಮವನ್ನು ಅವನ ಮೇಲೆ ಇರಿಸಿದ್ದೇನೆ ಅವನು ಅನ್ಯ ಜನಾಂಗಗಳಿಗೆ ನ್ಯಾಯ ತೀರ್ಪನ್ನು ತರುವನು.
Praise God. Then we have these amazing thoughts as we were seeing earlier on in 2 Timothy 1:9, who saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And so we have this precious Lord telling us through his word that there are things that happened which did not just, you know, become clear in the Gospels, but they were for us. They were a mystery at one time, but now they're unveiled, and we were on his mind, and we were the ones he was thinking about when he and his Father and the Holy Spirit met about these things before time began. Hallelujah. And now, verse 10 continues, "made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so Paul declares there that even though he was a murderer and he was a persecutor, injurious, a blasphemer, and all of that, in God's mind, long, long time ago, he had already settled the matter, and he was chosen in him. And eventually, after the revelation of the glory of God in the believer, Christ in the believer, this man obeyed. Hallelujah. And if he was a pattern unto all of us, then thank God, we are also going to enjoy these things. Hallelujah. And I believe that he's a pattern for the Gentile and the Jew, particularly for those of us who are not, you know, the greatest guys to begin with. Hallelujah. Paul was a blasphemer, a murderer, and that kind of person. And from there, God was able to lift him up and bring him forward. Praise God. And so these kind of thoughts are wonderful, especially when you are attacked by the past, when thoughts come from your past, from memories in quote albums that are hung, pictures that are hung, so to speak, in the old house. Amen. That old house is still there, and the old furniture is still there. All those pictures are still there. Amen. And we can say, truly, that man passed away. That man does not live anymore. Hallelujah. It's just that there's some pictures and some frames and, you know, old ideas which can be dumped in the trash, or we can keep them for testimony's sake or whatever. But truly speaking, that man doesn't live there anymore. This is a new creature. Hallelujah. A brand new creation. Hallelujah. And in Galatians 1, in verse 15, it said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood." And you notice here that he was a man who was very religious and thought he was doing God a favor, living that way, being zealous about the things that he thought were on God's mind. But then when Christ was revealed on the inside of him, praise God, everything began to change. Hallelujah. So we have on the inside of us this Christ and all that he stands for and all that he is actually inside us right now. Hallelujah. And therefore, all that we've been sort of looking for is on the inside of us already. Christ is in us, and that's the hope of the glory of God. Glory here and in the eternal ages to come. Hallelujah. And so we become more and more conscious of the revelation of these things. Amen. To see what has been done and what has been transferred to us in the great life of God, nature of God, all of his wonderful workings, all of his ability. Praise God. And so we want to thank God for these things also. Galatians 1, verse 15 and 16. Praise God.
ಆದರೆ ನಾನು ತಾಯಿಯ ಗರ್ಭದಲ್ಲಿದ್ದಾಗಲೇ ದೇವರು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕಿಸಿ ತನ್ನ ಕೃಪೆಯಿಂದ ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಕರೆದನು. ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ದೇವರು ಅನ್ಯಜನರಲ್ಲಿ ತನ್ನ ಮಗನನ್ನು ನಾನು ಸಾರುವವನಾಗಬೇಕೆಂದು ಆತನನ್ನು ನನ್ನೊಳಗೆ ಪ್ರಕಟಿಸುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಇಚ್ಛಿಸಿದಾಗಲೇ ನಾನು ಮನುಷ್ಯರನ್ನು ವಿಚಾರಿಸದೆ.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we want to get to see more and receive more understanding and revelation, and then things will begin to come into the glorious light, and we won't have to be struggling with the man on the outside like everybody else. Hallelujah. Because some things have changed indeed. Hallelujah. And we just want to know the truth. There's this great verse of scripture in Daniel also that, you know, it's a revelation of this man, Christ. But in those days, thank you, Jesus. And so we try to read these verses as much as possible and see the application. Let's go there back in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Notice verse 23 or 25. "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore, to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood unto the end of the war. Desolations are determined." So there are things that you are seeing today in the news, and you are seeing more clearly that it's all about Jerusalem. And, you know, you and I are, in quote, from a Gentile background. But we've been thought about by God, and the Messiah was sacrificed not for himself, but for us. Hallelujah. And that certain times were determined, and we are in those times right now. And we are getting ready for the last 7-year period, which will be given to the Jewish people again. Hallelujah. So we may have a couple of months, or we may have one day, or we may have a few years left. But we should just look at it as a privilege to cooperate with the one who gave his life to bring us into this time in which we live. And we did not have any choice. And we were just, so to speak, found in him in this age. We could not choose which age to come into the picture. We could not choose which nation to be born in, which family to be born in. But one day we chose him, and he knew that choice. And he had inserted us in Christ into all of this before time began. And so don't be moved too much by this, that, and the other. But, we all have these varieties of thoughts. We need to start focusing a little more clearly. As the news rushes to you that you have another day, you have another opportunity to do the right thing. Praise God. Let's hear that line of thinking also in Kannada.
ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ನೀನು ತಿಳಿಯಬೇಕಾದದ್ದು ಏನೆಂದರೆ ಯೆರೂಸಲೇಮನ್ನು ತಿರುಗಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿಸಿ ಕಟ್ಟಲು ಆಜ್ಞೆ ಹೊರಡುವುದು ಮೊದಲುಗೊಂಡು ಅಭಿಷಿಕ್ತನಾದ ಮೆಸ್ಸಿಯನ ಪ್ರಭುವಿನವರೆಗೂ 7 ವಾರಗಳು ಕಳೆಯಬೇಕು ಅದು ಪುನಃ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟು 62 ವಾರಗಳು ಇರುವುದು ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಬೀದಿಯು ಗೋಡೆಗಳು ಕಷ್ಟಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಕಟ್ಟಲ್ಪಡುವುದು 62 ವಾರಗಳಾದ ಮೇಲೆ ಮೆಸ್ಸಿಯನ್ನು ಛೇದಿಸಲ್ಪಡುವನು ಆದರೆ ತನಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲ ನುಗ್ಗುವ ಪ್ರಭುವಿನ ಜನರು ಪಟ್ಟಣವನ್ನು ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಸ್ಥಳವನ್ನು ನಾಶ ಮಾಡುವರು ಪ್ರಳಯದಿಂದ ಅದು ಅಂತ್ಯವಾಗುವುದು ಅಂತ್ಯದವರೆಗೂ ಯುದ್ಧವಾಗಿ ನಾಶನಗಳು ಸಂಭವಿಸುವವು.
Glory to God. So we were looking in 1 Peter chapter 1 during our last Wednesday, and how in the 11th verse we were saying, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. So we have these thoughts. Imagine people like Daniel prophesying and talking about these things. And it was actually also about you, because you are the one to whom this revelation would come, that you would be the one with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, and that you would be the one who is going to be carrying the Christ. He's going to be in you. That mystery solved basically is in you, and that you are the one that angels are looking at and are wondering about. And look at these people. They blunder around, but they're carrying the Almighty God. What good news. What amazing reality. They are amazed. Hallelujah. And the prophets of old did not know what they were saying at that time, talking about you and I. Amen. But they prophesied these things because they had to, and God needed them to minister those things. Glory to God. So they had to minister these things and yield to the Spirit of God and serve the Spirit and speak these things into existence. And so you found yourself in this time. Hallelujah. And you just thank God for that and do your best by the Spirit and the Word not to waste too much time distracted on other things. Amen. Knowing that a lot has gone into these things to bring us here. Hallelujah. And we begin to value this, that even angels who excel in strength, who obey the word of God, who are obedient to his voice are looking at us and thinking about us in wonder. They are amazed at the value God has given to us and given us this place. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's not take it lightly. Let's begin to look at things more clearly, especially because we are the ones to whom these things have come. Praise God. Amen. Let's read verse 11 and 12 also in Kannada from the book of Peter.
ತಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿದ್ದ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಆತ್ಮನು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನಿಗೆ ಬರಬೇಕಾದ ಬಾಧೆಗಳನ್ನು ಅವುಗಳ ತರುವಾಯ ಉಂಟಾಗುವ ಪ್ರಭಾವವನ್ನು ಮುಂದಾಗಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷೀಕರಿಸಿದಾಗ ಆತನು ಯಾವ ಕಾಲವನ್ನು ಇಲ್ಲವೇ ಎಂಥ ಕಾಲವನ್ನು ಸೂಚಿಸುವನೆಂಬುದನ್ನು ಅವರು ಪರಿಶೋಧನೆ ಮಾಡಿದರು ಪರಲೋಕದಿಂದ ಕಳುಹಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧಾತ್ಮನಿಂದ ನಿಮಗೆ ಸುವಾರ್ತೆಯನ್ನು ಸಾರಿದವರು ಈಗ ನಿಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸುವಂತ ಮತ್ತು ದೂತರು ಕಣ್ಣಿಟ್ಟು ನೋಡಬೇಕೆಂದು ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಿಸುವಂತ ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ತಮಗೋಸ್ಕರವಲ್ಲ ನಮಗೋಸ್ಕರವೇ ಸೇವೆ ಮಾಡಿದರೆಂದು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಪ್ರಕಟವಾಯಿತು
So there's a lot of working going on there, unveiling. In Colossians 1:26 it says, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Praise God. We are the ones to whom it has been made manifest. Amen. To whom, 27 continues, God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amazing. And so we see the mystery can be seen in this dimension also, that you are actually the mystery. Praise God. That you from various backgrounds, we from all of this natural lineage who were maybe not even a people, who were nothing, regarded as maybe foolish and amounting to nothing, are the ones that are now carrying the glory of God. Hallelujah. Christ is in us. Hallelujah. And so this is the mystery, that God would choose to unveil these things to babes instead of the wise, instead of the mighty. He has decided to unveil these things to so-called babies who don't know anything, just, you know, had no clue what was going on. And that is the mystery here. We are just recipients of this great favor and this moment of time to live here in this day and hour. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. So let's treat it like that, that we are basically enjoying the unveiling of Christ, unveiling of the glory of God in us, the workings in us of these things, that God is working in us. God is wanting us to cooperate with those workings. As we see more and more of his word and his spirit, revelation comes the riches of the glory of this mystery. The riches of the glory. Hallelujah. Again, there's wealth beyond measure here. The unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable. There's no end to it. These are the kind of terms that God is using to help us see what has been loaded into us, invested in us in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And so, my God, we just thank God for this. Even though our minds stagger and are just wondering what's going on, the word is the final authority. Amen. We may feel very normal. We may look very like everybody else, but hallelujah. We thank God for this. And because of that, 28 says this, the result, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because of all of that, there has come a duty, so to speak, to go teach, to preach, and to make the necessary adjustments so that anyone that is in our care or within our boundaries should be able to be perfected, amen, and presented in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Because of this revelation. Because this revelation was for all of us. And so we want to make disciples. And so we want to see people presented mature. Hallelujah. Because of the immense pressure of the time in which we live, and the fact that we were on his mind, and the unveiling happened in our lives, so this duty has come upon us. It has been committed to our trust. And so this is for every believer. Hallelujah. This is for every single person, that we should begin to share such thoughts, because these Bible verses were not just written to one person or the other, but to all of us. Hallelujah. Because we are the new creatures in Christ, and he's working in us both to will and do his good pleasure, and he's the one who wants to perfect that which concerns us. Amen. He wants to bring us to maturity and then congratulate us and crown us and honor us. Meanwhile, he's the one working in us. Amen. Our business is to see that working and cooperate with it. And so verse 29 continues, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Hallelujah. So we have some labor going on, and that means with exhaustion and a lot of agony and strain and producing energy, and that energy again working in Paul, and that should be able to find its way in us also. Amen. When this becomes our thinking, we will also begin to draw from the energy and the power of God, and it will be transmitted as work and striving and labor. Amen. And we will be making demands on the grace of God. We'll be making demands on the investment God has put inside us. And we'll begin to see that we are not just striving in our own strength, but it is he that's working in us. He says, working which worketh in him mightily. Amen. So that working is available to us, and we need to start seeing it. We need to start understanding it, so that we can present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. So maybe some people are ready. Maybe some people are not ready. Amen. But when they are ready and you are there, praise God, that wonderful combination, they can be brought forth into more perfection. Amen. Thank God for that. Sometimes they are not ready. Sometimes it is a vanity and a wasting of time, so to speak. But doesn't matter. We'll just go forward. Hallelujah. We'll just continue. Praise God. So I don't think we read Colossians 1. Let's read 26 all the way to 29.
ಆ ವಾಕ್ಯವು ಹಿಂದಿನ ಯುಗಗಳಿಂದಲೂ ತಲಾತಲಾಂತರಗಳಿಂದಲೂ ಮರೆಯಾಗಿತ್ತು. ಅದು ಈಗಿನ ಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧರಿಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟಿದೆ. ಅನ್ಯಜನಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಈ ಮರ್ಮದ ಮಹಿಮಾತಿಶಯವು ಎಷ್ಟೆಂಬುದನ್ನು ದೇವರು ತನ್ನ ಜನರಿಗೆ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧರಿಗೆ ತಿಳಿಸುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಮನಸ್ಸು ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡನು. ಈ ಮರ್ಮವು ಏನೆಂದರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಮಹಿಮೆಯ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷೆಯಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಎಂಬುದೇ. ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನನ್ನು ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣನನ್ನಾಗಿ ಮಾಡುವಂತೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನನ್ನು ಎಚ್ಚರಿಸುತ್ತಾ ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಜ್ಞಾನದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬನಿಗೂ ಬೋಧಿಸುತ್ತಾ ನಾವು ಆತನನ್ನು ಸಾರುವವರಾಗಿದ್ದೇವೆ. ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಬಲದಿಂದ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಮಾಡುವಾತನ ಕೆಲಸಕ್ಕನು ಸಾರವಾಗಿ ನಾನು ಸಹ ಅದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಪ್ರಯಾಸ ಪಡುತ್ತಾ ಹೋರಾಡುತ್ತೇನೆ.
So you can see here that it eventually becomes logical to imagine that whatever God has put inside us, which was a mystery, is more than enough to do what he has called us to do, and we just need to see it that way. Hallelujah. And God will help us to see what has been put on the inside and how to work with him and cooperate with his mighty work. Amen. His work can work mightily in each one of us. Hallelujah. And we're learning to do that, cooperate with him. Amen. Sometimes people are ready, sometimes people are not. Amen. But we want to pray so that we are able to meet the need at that time. Hallelujah. So that we're at the right place at the right time. Recently I was sitting next to someone, and as we got talking, I kind of thought he was in the military or so, and he happened to be that. But we just sat like that for a long time, and then finally I thought I better talk to him, and that's how I started off. He had this pencil that he was staring at. You know, every now and then he would stare at it, and then he would bring it close to his face and then take it away. And I think it kind of had some therapeutic effect on him, you know. So I just smiled and said, I hope that's working. So he said, I hope so too. And that's how it started. And then I asked if he was in the military, and he said yes. And as we got talking, we found out that he had been in Sierra Leone also with the military. And so we got talking. I said, I don't believe that we're sitting here by chance, you know. How could someone from Karnataka, who's a Kannada man, be sitting next to me? And he went to the same country that I was when I was a child, and we have this opportunity. And as we got talking, he said, I see, so you were a different person altogether before. I said, that's right. And we, you know, just talked briefly, and that was that. So we have this opportunity every now and then to meet people. Amen. Some are ready, some are not. Amen. And so sometimes we can just barely drop a seed, and we can tell whether they are ready to go further than that or not. But if only they could see inside us that we are striving to bring them from some place to another. If they could only see what was going on inside us, that there was a hand inside us just wanting to drag them out of their present situation and bring them to a maturity in Christ. But we are limited, amen, by their choices and whatever else comes into play at that moment. Hallelujah. But truly, inside each one of us is the Christ who sees people in their true state and has only one desire for them, to bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. And to even mature them and bring them to a place where they also are able to affect others and bring them into the manifestation. Hallelujah. And so we have on the inside of us, you know, we've been around Christian circles for some time, and you've heard the expression, the hand of faith. There's a hand of faith, you know. There's some things that are invisible, but they are real, and they have power, and they receive, and they draw, and they can do things. Amen. So on the inside of us, there is power, like another person living there who wants to yank people out of darkness, who wants to bring them out into this glorious, majestic revelation. Hallelujah. But you can't force anybody. Amen. And we have to just be at the right place at the right time, and deposit whatever we can at that moment. Amen. And pray for them. And, you know, I spent some time just praying for this person, you know, thinking about it. Hallelujah. And I'm sure God will work some way or the other, and this will not be in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God. But each of us, whether you're in the gym working out, or you're doing some fancy hair stuff, you know, in the salon, you can always think that there's something inside you that's wanting to go reach out and bring people out into this glorious manifestation, the glory of God. Amen. And help them mature and grow and become all that God wants them to be. Amen. And that is the truth about it. God is working in us both to will and do his good pleasure. Amen. And there is a working. And so we don't want to ignore that. We want to become more and more aware of this mighty working that's inside there. God himself working in us. God himself. None less. Nobody less than God himself in the believer. Amen. And there's tremendous working and capability inside us. Hallelujah. That we need to see and just begin to see it do the work. Hallelujah. And then we will all have cause to rejoice. Hallelujah. That we did not run in vain or labor in vain. Hallelujah. And so this thing has been in the mind of God for a long, long time. He was thinking about us and this great plan and it was hidden, and it had to be prophesied, it had to be spoken, it caused angels to marvel, it caused heaven to wonder, how is this possible? Because we just look like a blob of mud, you know, they're just earthen vessels that make all kinds of mistakes, at the same time seem so temporary, seem so frail, but at the same time, amazing, amazing, glorious realities are on the inside of us that heaven wonders about, angels wonder about. Amen? And it was all because God loves people. God loves to see the end result of enjoying with Him. Hallelujah. A glorious day where He can, in quote, rejoice over us, boast over us. Hallelujah. And we want to agree with Him. Hallelujah. And this is the everlasting God with His everlasting covenant, thinking about everlasting things, as well as, you know, natural needs. Amen. But there are things that have to be revealed. Amen. There are things that have to be seen by the Spirit of God and translated into workings, mighty workings, in and through us. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be in the train, and there's one person sitting there waiting for the bathroom to open or whatever, and then you just have a chat to say, hello, have you heard about Jesus? Do you know that He loves you? Amen. I just wanted you to know that. All the best. And that's it. Amen. And if they're open and they're yielded, you can proceed some more. Hallelujah. But this is what we're here for, to unveil some things. Things that people are not seeing. Amen. To help them see it. To help them receive this whole mysterious, amazing gift of God. Hallelujah. That Christ can actually indwell. That the Almighty God can actually live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And work in us and work through us. And they can all be made perfect. Hallelujah. We can all be translated. We can all join in that glorious resurrection one of these days. Woo, glory to God. And so we want to be a part of all that. Hallelujah. Let's also look at a thing or two in the book of Matthew. Praise God. Sometimes we just have to keep stoking the fire, throwing in another log. Amen. And keep this fire going. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 20 and observe there, verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Praise God. There it is. The message was there. A ransom had to be paid. The slave master had to be paid. Amen. The demands of justice had to be met, and Jesus is the one who made it possible. Praise God. And humanity has been fully paid for. The ransom has been given. Just imagine. But they don't want you to know. The voices out there don't want you to know that you've already been paid for. Don't tell us all about it. They're actually paid for. All of them have been given a free ticket. All of them have been given destiny in God. All of them can enjoy heaven. The bill has been paid. Hallelujah. But don't tell us all about it. Amen. And that's what it's all about. And all the confusion, all of the drama, all of the noise is to make sure nobody gets to tell the other. Amen. Praise God. And so here we are inserted into this time. And so we want to be able to refocus every now and then and see the target of this great revelation. Amen. Praise God. It may just be your neighbor. It may just be somebody that you ran into on the way. Hallelujah. But God is faithful, and God has plans for them too. And He is a very patient God. Hallelujah. He is not even happy when the wicked perish. Praise God. That's how He is. He takes no delight when the wicked perish. Praise God, He has no pleasure when the wicked perish, even the wicked. Just imagine that kind of person. And so we want to be able to, you know, think like that. no matter what. This is the root of it. This is why he came. Thank you, Jesus. And it is powerful. Glory to God. Let's hear Matthew 20 and 28 also in Kannada.
Manushya Kumaranu saha seve madisikolluvadakkagi alla, seve maduvadakkagiyu anekarigagi tanna pranavannu idukoduvadakkagiyu bandanu endu helidanu.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have some of these realities, and in Philippians, we saw something. In Philippians chapter 2, we noticed some verses the other day, and verse 6 says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Here we see, on one hand, he's equal to God, but he's not holding that. Verse 7, made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Praise God. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Because of this humiliation, this condemnation, that the worst death, even during Roman times, the worst death a person could endure was to be crucified. And you were left hanging on a, you know, a T structure made out of wood, and you were nailed in your wrists, and your feet were overlapping, and you were nailed there. And you barely could breathe because certain muscles would be affected by the piercing. And so while you're hanging there, you can just barely struggle to make each breath. And meanwhile, you are a spectacle. You're dripping with blood. You are bleeding because you've been whipped and you have been accused falsely, and you're hanging there. You've done nothing wrong. You don't deserve this at all. You're right before God. You are perfect in all that you have done. And you know it. But something keeps you hanging there. And that was us. That's plenty. Praise God. Made in the likeness of men. Even though he was God, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. When people wonder why only Jesus' name can save, well, he's the only one who was humiliated like that for no sin of his own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For nothing of his own, but just as a ransom for all. He did not minister any other kind of truth except that I have come to lay down my life for you. I have come to serve you. I have come to do these things because God loves you. This is his message. And then, of course, we see the other aspect of him going in his spirit and paying the price, you know, for 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. And when the full payment was done, death could not hold him. Praise God. And he rose again, having tasted death for us all. Let's go to Hebrews 2 also. And thank God. We saw that last week, I believe. And observe there, we saw in the 9th verse, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hallelujah. Here he has actually made himself lower than the angels. Hallelujah. In Philippians, though he was always God, he decided not to hold on to that. Here we see him accepting the fact that he should be lower than the angels, who excel in strength, who are mighty, who obey the word. And he became lower than the angels. Praise God. Hallelujah. None of these angels had ever been honored like this. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6 says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Yes, he was lower than God, but he was also lower than the angels. Amen. Two sides to it. Praise God. And so the angels were wondering how he could become lower than the angels. Who made the angels? Amen. Who created all things, visible and invisible? As we see in Colossians 1:16. Thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all were made by him and for him. Hallelujah. Let's read that also. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Glory to God. Hold together, adhere, maintaining that place, and have not just exploded, you know. Praise God, because of him. He is the principle of life. He is the visible interpretation of the Godhead. Hallelujah. And we praise God that it was looking at us all of this humiliation occurred. Amen. For our sake. Because our forefather Adam put us into this challenge and predicament that no one could save himself. That perfect blood, sinless blood, God and man at once, but humiliated, reduced, and humbled, would only pay the ransom. Praise God. And nobody could do that. It had to be just one person, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. For the suffering of all things, including death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, verse 9 says. Verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Praise God. Not the suffering alone, but him acting on the word of God. Praise God. Somebody may say he was not the only one crucified. He was not the only one who went to hell. Praise God. Amen. We see Lazarus' story. There's the rich man that went to hell. Praise God. And he was in hell and he got burnt there and he felt the flames and the torture there. So he's not the only one who hung on a cross. Many others did. He's not the only one who went to hell. Many others did. But none of them went there as innocent and pure in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Who committed no sin, no guile found in his mouth, no thought. Praise God. That he should taste death for us. That it behooved him, it became him. It was right that he endure all of this. Hallelujah. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified, notice, are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. It proves to us that we are actually flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. We are made of the same material, essentially, as he is. And that we are his brothers. And he's not ashamed to call us his own brothers. That means to announce actually without any shame, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God has given me. Hallelujah. That's an open declaration that he himself is saying, this is mine. My child, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. My family. Amen. For as much, verse 14, then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Praise God. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. Notice here that God has accepted certain things and that we can agree with it. That he reduced himself, became less than Almighty God in that way, did not actually advertise his divinity and glory, but advertised his humanity. Amen. Amen. And when he was pressed, he would talk about his divinity. And they knew that he meant what he said. But mainly he would say, the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. Praise God. You can see that he was limited to becoming the Son of Man. And that he was also the Son of God, both at once. It's quite a mystery how all that works together. And he was born as God at the same time. Hallelujah. And that he had to be the first begotten from the dead. And he had to be the first, in quote, born again person, so to speak. Because he was dead without death and condemned without condemnation and went where we ought to be. And so the Spirit had to give life to him all over, from the Spirit all the way through to the mortal flesh, and bring him out by the glory of the Father. The Father and the Holy Spirit worked together and brought this to pass. No one has ever had that happening except this man, Christ Jesus. And that is what we teach and preach. Hallelujah. And that this working that he has worked has produced such a mighty power resident on the inside of every single believer, that they do nothing and they just accept what he has done, and instantly there's so much grace, there's so much more of God's mercy and goodness, that you are flooded with God himself. That is how much God was pleased with the work he did, that he was now able to go and live inside these earthen vessels with all of God living inside us. Praise God. And we're getting to see that more and more. We're understanding that more and more. Hallelujah. And trying to cooperate with living in a natural body, at the same time unveiling this Christ. Hallelujah. But these facts written here, these truths written here, are what help us to see it. So we can't say, I read this once, or I read it twice, or I read it last Easter. But rather, like food that has to be eaten again and again, we cannot say, I ate that already, and so for the next whole year, I'm not going to eat anything. We need it as essence, even more than our food. Amen. As Job said, it was more necessary than my food. And so, as we are studying it, reading it again, it begins to ignite in us the very purpose and the reality. And we face it, and we look at humanity differently again. Amen. That all of this was so that all of us could enjoy God living in us. Praise God. This mystery. And that we don't have to be afraid anymore. That fear has been canceled. People want to cancel Christmas, cancel this, cancel that. How about canceling fear? Hallelujah. Amen. Fear has been canceled. The chief of all fears has been destroyed, the fear of death, by Christ rising again from the dead. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. So he has reduced himself from the almightiness of God, but he's God at the same time. And then he has made himself lower than angels whom he created. And all of this reduction, humiliation, was, verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hallelujah. These are titles that he did not have before. And he did not need them. He was Almighty God all the time. He was the second person of the Godhead. He did not need to be great high priest. It was about us. To make reconciliation for our sins. It was thinking about our inability, insecurity and fear. And how to speak on our behalf and minister on our behalf for our reconciliation. For us to be presented bold and right before God again and again. Without condemnation, without fear. Praise God, praise God, praise God. How selfless. Amen. I don't think we read all of this. Did we read anything? Not even Philippians, did we? Oops. Let's go there and Philippians, the second chapter. So, my brother and sister, let's just know that some things, there's no negotiation about it. There's no negotiation. This is raw, the purpose of God. And this is what it's all about. Philippians chapter 2, notice from verse 6 and all the way to verse 9.
Atanu devasvarupanagiddaru devarige sarisamananagiruvenendinisade. ತನ್ನನ್ನು ಬರಿದು ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ದಾಸನ ರೂಪವನ್ನು ಧರಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ಮನುಷ್ಯರ ಹೋಲಿಕೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಲ್ಪಟ್ಟನು ಹೀಗೆ ಆತನು ಆಕಾರದಲ್ಲಿ ಮನುಷ್ಯನಾಗಿ ಕಾಣಿಸಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ತನ್ನನ್ನು ತಗ್ಗಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಮರಣವನ್ನು ಅಂದರೆ ಶಿಲುಬೆಯ ಮರಣವನ್ನಾದರೂ ಹೊಂದುವಷ್ಟು ವಿಧೇಯನಾದನು ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ದೇವರು ಆತನನ್ನು ಅತ್ಯುನ್ನತವಾಗಿ ಏರಿಸಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ಹೆಸರುಗಳಿಗಿಂತ ಉನ್ನತವಾದ ಹೆಸರನ್ನು ಆತನಿಗೆ ದಯಪಾಲಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ.
And then also we go to Hebrews and the second chapter, reading from verse 9.
Adaru dutariginta svalpa kadimeyagi madalpatta ubbatanu andare Yesuvu prabhavavannu manavannu kiritavagi hondiruvadannu naavu noduttheve atanu mrutapattadarindale mana prabhavagalannu hondidanu atanu devara krupeyinda ellarigoskara mara.
Amen. Because this was necessary. Thank God. And he goes on to talk about that they who are sanctified and he who sanctifies are all of one. And that he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Let's hear that 11th verse also in Kannada.
ಯಾಕಂದರೆ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಮಾಡುವಾತನು ಪವಿತ್ರರಾದವರೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಒಬ್ಬಾತನಿಗೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಪಟ್ಟವರಾಗಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ಆತನು ಅವರನ್ನು ಸಹೋದರರೆಂದು ಕರೆಯುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾಚಿಕೆ ಪಡದೆ.
Hallelujah. And in verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on himself the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. And verse 17 talks about, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hallelujah. Notice 15 and 18 also in Kannada.
Marana bayada deseyinda tamma jeevamanadallella dasatvadolagiddavarannu bidisuvadakku avarante raktamaamsagalalli bhagavahisidanu. Tane shodhisalpattu badeyannu anubhavisiruvadarinda shodhisalpaduvavarige sahaya maduvadakke shaktanagiddane.
Praise the Lord. So we consider all of these things and we declare that we are willing and we are obedient. And we will do what we were created to do. And that was to commit these things in teaching and preaching to others so that we may see all men. Praise God. Presented. Perfect. Hallelujah. That we will be able to enjoy this amazing destiny for which we were created. Nothing less. Hallelujah. We were created to be in this place, this holy fellowship and communion with Almighty God Himself, by His Spirit indwelling us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to be able to constantly remember and remind ourselves of these things. Praise God. Let's go again to the book of Philippians and notice in the fourth chapter. Paul says some things here that he said to the Thessalonians also. Notice in verse 1 of the fourth chapter, he says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Amen. This kind of a conversation, which is from love and deep love, you know, has prompted him. He said, "You are also my longed for." Praise God, I long for you. And then he says, "My joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord." Amen. This is the kind of relationship he has with the Philippians, which also he had with the Thessalonians. The Thessalonians were also a very interesting group of people, that the way they received the word was as though it was the word of God and not just men. Amen. That they had such an entrance there, the word, you know, worked in them. It just moved through them, and they were like a loudspeaker to so many nations. In 1 Thessalonians 2, notice verse 19, he says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and joy." Amen. Praise God. You can see here similar kind of language has been used. Amen. And it's a very rare thing. Amen. For this apostle to speak like this. Hallelujah. So there were congregations that sort of echoed and resonated with him to such a level that he would look at them and say, "You are my joy. You are my crown." Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And some of the reasons are mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. He says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Amen. So we thank God for these people, that they produced those high notes in him, that he could not help but talk about it and said, "You are my joy. You are my crown." Because when we spoke those words to you, you took them actually as though God was speaking. Amen. And indeed, it's God's word. But to see it like that and respond to it like that is what he was actually capturing. Amen. And that produced such an announcement that "You are my joy. You are my crown." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. "You are my glory. You are my joy." That's plenty. Hallelujah. So there's this flow that has happened between him and them. They've become, you know, joined in their destiny of joy and glory and excitement, even in that day which is to come. Hallelujah. And this is a possibility, even today, that a person can become so well-received and can become so one with the congregation that it produces this kind of reaction, that you are full of joy, you are enjoying that, and you're going to see celebration because of that work. Hallelujah. Working with them, trying to perfect them, bring them up, and their response to it, you can see that that is a crown that's going to be rejoiced over one of these days. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's read first, I think we read Philippians 4. No, let's read Philippians 4 first of all, verse 1.
ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಅತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯರು ಇಷ್ಟವಾದವರೂ ಆದ ನನ್ನ ಸಹೋದರರೇ, ನನ್ನ ಸಂತೋಷವು ಕಿರೀಟವೂ ಆಗಿರುವ ನನ್ನ ಅತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯರೇ, ಕರ್ತನಲ್ಲಿ ದೃಢವಾಗಿ ನಿಲ್ಲಿರಿ.
Praise God. And let's look at 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 also. And 20.
ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ಬರುವಾಗ ಆತನ ಮುಂದೆ ನಮ್ಮ ನಿರೀಕ್ಷೆಯೂ ಇಲ್ಲವೇ, ಆನಂದವೂ ಇಲ್ಲವೇ, ಸಂತೋಷದ ಕಿರೀಟವೂ ಯಾವುದು? ನೀವೇ ಅಲ್ಲವೇ? ನೀವೇ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೆಚ್ಚಳವೂ ಸಂತೋಷವೂ ಆಗಿದ್ದೀರಿ.
Glory to God. Wow. This is a very special kind of imagination. Amen. That when he comes, it's not just you, but you're going to be associated with some work you have done, and that's also going to be a joyful thing, and it's going to be celebrated. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God. And it was the response of these congregations that made them like that. Amen. So we can read also 13 out of 1 Thessalonians 2.
ಹೀಗಿರಲಾಗಿ ನೀವು ದೇವರ ವಾಕ್ಯವನ್ನು ನಮ್ಮಿಂದ ಕೇಳಿದಾಗ ಅದನ್ನು ಮನುಷ್ಯರ ವಾಕ್ಯವೆಂದೆಣಿಸದೆ ನಿಜವಾಗಿಯೂ ದೇವರ ವಾಕ್ಯವೆಂದೇ ತಿಳಿದು ಅಂಗೀಕರಿಸಿದ್ದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ನಾವಂತೂ ಎಡೆಬಿಡದೆ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಕೃತಜ್ಞತಾಸ್ತುತಿ ಮಾಡುತ್ತೇವೆ. ಅದು ನಂಬುವವರಾದ ನಿಮ್ಮೊಳಗೆ ಬಲವಾಗಿ ಕೆಲಸ ನಡೆಸುತ್ತದೆ.
Praise God. And you know, they were not perfect people. They had their own challenges. They had their own various kind of situations. But praise God, you could tell that, you know, he knew the way they were receiving the word, things were going to happen. Lives were going to be affected. Amen. Notice, concerning them, you will read things like, there are some among you who are just disorderly, you know, do not submit, do not work, idle, etc. You will find that in 2 Thessalonians. Amen. And they were also kind of shaken by some who claimed that Jesus had already come. All of those things were happening. But he said, they are a special group of people, no matter what. Amen. It's not because we're perfect. Hallelujah. We may have, you know, various types of things happening in the congregation at the same time. But he said, I know the way you're responding to the word, it's going to be eventually a very awesome thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians 1, look at verse 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. Not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. They were like a testimony. And they didn't have to say anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. I mean, so they had all these things going on, but he said, man, they had something special which they just received. They said, this is God's word. Hallelujah. And it takes time with all congregations. But praise God, there is this promise that you can look at them and say, this is my crown. That if you're working with them, if you're trying in God to commit the word to them and do that work in Christ, that you can look at them and say, these people are going to be my joy and my glory and my crown one of these days at the appearing of the Lord. And this goes to anyone who's working for that congregation. Hallelujah. Amen. God is the one who sees it all. Praise God. And so he sees the heart and he sees the work that's going into it, that you are wanting them to be presented perfect. You are wanting them to come to the stature of Christ. That is the bottom line. Amen. That you want them to be all that God wants them to be. That you don't have other plans. Amen. That is really what you want. Because you can be sure that's what Paul wanted. He was sincere about it. Amen. So as long as we are trying to be sincere about it, and we're communicating that in the word of God, that this is our target, praise God, this congregation can be the crown. can be the joy, can be the glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we read, let's see if we can hear verse 8 and 9 also in Kannada. 1 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9.
ಕರ್ತನ ವಾಕ್ಯವು ನಿಮ್ಮಿಂದಲೇ ಮಕೆದೋನ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಅಕಾಯದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಘೋಷಿತವಾದದ್ದಲ್ಲದೆ ದೇವರ ಮೇಲೆ ನೀವು ಇಟ್ಟಿರುವ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯು ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಸ್ಥಳಗಳಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಪ್ರಸಿದ್ಧವಾಯಿತು. ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಆ ವಿಷಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ಏನೂ ಹೇಳಬೇಕಾದದ್ದಿಲ್ಲ. ನಾವು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಗೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶಿಸಿದೆವೆಂಬುದನ್ನು, ನೀವು ಹೇಗೆ ವಿಗ್ರಹಗಳನ್ನು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ದೇವರ ಕಡೆಗೆ ತಿರುಗಿಕೊಂಡು ಜೀವವುಳ್ಳ ಸತ್ಯದೇವರನ್ನು ಸೇವಿಸುವವರಾದಿರೆಂಬುದನ್ನು ಅವರು ತಾವೇ ಹೇಳುತ್ತಾರೆ.
And it's not strange, you know, they had to wait, we also have to wait. Verse 10 said, and to wait for his son. That's the hard part, this waiting part. Amen. Hallelujah. I like the original language. There is, you know, Anna Mino. Anna Mino. Anna, I think, has to do with again. Wait again some more. Let's wait some more. Let's wait again. How long? Another day. All right, let's wait again. Praise God. Another week. Whatever it takes, let's just wait. That's how they waited. And now it's our turn and we are closer to everything than ever before. Hallelujah. But we may have to wait again a little bit. Praise God. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Amen. There's no wrath for the believer. Ooh, glory. It's nice to know that we've been delivered from that wrath. Our expectation is not wrath. You know, there are believers today who actually teach that, you know, if you do certain things, the Spirit of God will just leave you. I was amazed to see that. Praise God. And, well, God, that's between them and God. Hallelujah. And they have large-sized congregations and worldwide too. And I'm surprised that they can say such things. Praise God. But here he says that we are delivered from the wrath to come. Glory. Amen. Delivered from the wrath to come. Some things have to be settled. Yes. Some things are absolutely having to be settled. Yes. Amen. And otherwise there's no stability even in Christ. And if you do not have that stability, man, it's going to be so easy for any demonic lie to take over and dominate. Amen. And negate what it cost him to give us. Praise God. He could not have given us anything less than the best. Praise God. Of course, our desires have changed too. And our desires are for him and for his glory to be unveiled in greater measure in us and through us. Hallelujah. So we're not taking it for granted, but rather we want to work with him. If we're saved, we truly want to work with him. You know, we're not planning to ignore him. Hallelujah. We're planning to work with him. We're planning to cooperate with him. It is he who started this good work in us. It is he who will bring it to completion. And he wants us to work it out. Amen. Without fear, without trembling, without murmuring in that way. Amen. But reverential fear toward God. So some people try to make people so scared that they will lose their salvation. That's not what he's talking about. It's reverential fear. Amen. Amen. That we work something from inside out. Some things have been settled inside. Christ in us. Hallelujah. How would he stay in us? How would an eternal person stay in us and say, I will abide in you forever? How could he say such things? That if you eat me, eat my flesh, drink my blood, I abide in you and you abide in me forever. How can you say things like that? Praise God. And so we need to settle some things and be sure about some things. And other things can be dealt with because it's just flesh. Praise God. And flesh is a form of thinking. Praise God. Let's see if we can hear. Glory to God. I don't think we read verse 10. Let's do verse 10.
ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ಆತನು ಸತ್ತವರೊಳಗಿಂದ ಎಬ್ಬಿಸಿದಂಥ ಮತ್ತು ಪರಲೋಕದಿಂದ ಬರುವಂತ ಆತನ ಕುಮಾರನನ್ನು ಎದುರು ನೋಡುವವರಾದಿರೆಂಬುದನ್ನೂ ತಿಳಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ. ಈ ಯೇಸುವು ಮುಂದೆ ಬರುವ ಕೋಪದಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತಪ್ಪಿಸಿದನು.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this has to be settled, that he has delivered us from the wrath to come. That's what he came to do. Amen. And that if we have believed that, we share in that benefit. Praise God. That we're not scared of the wrath to come. Amen. But we want to treat God the way he ought to be treated. He's a holy, reverential, pure, 100% almighty God. And just because he became our father doesn't mean we drop our regard for him, our honor for him. Hallelujah. Just because Jesus is our eldest brother and that we are now family doesn't mean that we negate who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somewhere in there, people go this way or that way. Amen. But there must be a clear way of looking at it also. Look at Philippians, the fourth chapter. I think we read verse 1 already in Canada. Amen. So he calls them my joy and crown. Stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Nevertheless, he says, stand fast in the Lord. Then he goes on, verse 2, I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche or Syntyche, not Zindagi, but Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. It is possible that these two had some problems. Yeah, they have challenges. Every church has these things. Syntyche and Euodia, they were not in agreement in some places in the Lord. Amen. And he said about one true yoke fellow, verse 3, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, Clement also, and with my other fellow laborers whose names are written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen. In other words, even though it has challenges, we can still rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. There's all kinds of stuff going on, but hallelujah, we can still try to be of one mind in these things. Glory to God. And let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. You know, even though we have liberty to do all kinds of things, we can still think people are watching us. And let's not overdo things. Amen. Let them see that we are, you know, controlled. We're not just wild people just because we are free. We don't use it as an occasion to just be wild. Amen? Excess. We can still just be in a way that they can see us as these are very disciplined kind of people. Amen. That speaks. Just because we are free, we're sons of God, you know, he's our father, so we just act anyhow. He said, no, they are watching. Let it be available to all that you are self-controlled, disciplined type of people. Amen. Hallelujah. At the same time, be careful for nothing. You're not worried or anxious, even though you're trying to live right in front of people, but you're not worried or anxious. You're not chewing your nails and having a heart attack because of that. Hallelujah. Amen. No, be careful for nothing but prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let it be made known unto God and enjoy the peace of God. Amen. Amen. And then he says in verse 8, think about the good report. Yeah, there's this problem, that problem, the other, but we can think upon these things. Amen. Hallelujah. We can choose to think upon the good report. Amen. Amen. In the midst of all of the drama, all that's happening on every side, we can choose to think certain things. Amen. Amen. And that's the war that we have to fight. That all of us have to go through. We have been given the ability to cast down some things and lift up some things. Amen. Make sure that at the end of the deal, you are joyful. Praise God. Hallelujah. That nothing steals your joy because it came as a result of thinking upon a good report. That in the end, you always win. Hallelujah. That in Christ, there's so much glory. That in Christ, every need is supplied. Hallelujah. Amen. that my God shall supply. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches, emotional, physical, material, financial, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is powerful. Praise God. Let's see if we can catch up with a thing or two there. Let's see if we can read verse 4 all the way to 6 in Kannada also.
ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಕರ್ತನಲ್ಲಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಸಿರಿ ಸಂತೋಷಪಡಿರಿ ಎಂದು ನಾನು ತಿರುಗಿ ಹೇಳುತ್ತೇನೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಸೈರಣೆಯು ಎಲ್ಲಾ ಮನುಷ್ಯರಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಲಿ ಕರ್ತನು ಹತ್ತಿರವಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಯಾವ ಸಂಬಂಧವಾಗಿಯೂ ಚಿಂತೆ ಮಾಡದೆ ಸರ್ವ ವಿಷಯದಲ್ಲಿ ದೇವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಕೃತಜ್ಞತಾಸ್ತುತಿಯನ್ನು ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಪನೆಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಾ ನಿಮಗೆ ಬೇಕಾದದ್ದನ್ನು ತಿಳಿಯಪಡಿಸಿರಿ
Amen. And then he says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. As we work with these thoughts, peace becomes the product. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, it's not the absence of problems, but you're carrying inside you the peace of God. And you have nothing really unnerving you. Praise God. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. And then he says, verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Notice, do is once, and other things are repeated. Learned, received, heard, seen. So don't be in a hurry to just do stuff. Yes. Amen. Certain things, of course, are urgent. Praise God. But this is more of a studied, observed, heard, prayed over thing, and then do. Amen. So this comes for a little more maturity. Not, I tried that, I flung it off. No, this is, you keep doing it, you keep studying it, you keep praying, you keep observing, you keep observing people who have walked in it, and then you do it. And the result is that the God of peace is with you. In other words, you have this aspect of God himself, which causes a freedom from all fear, a perfect peace, a presence around you of peace. You literally carry it with you. Amen. And that can be tangible, that you're not moved, you're not shaken, you're not bothered about so many things, and that is all around you. Praise God. And people can be affected by that. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see if we can read all of that also. Verse 8 and then 9 in Kannada.
ಕಡೆದಾಗಿ ಸಹೋದರರೇ ಸತ್ಯವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ಪ್ರಾಮಾಣಿಕವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ನ್ಯಾಯವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ಶುದ್ಧವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ಪ್ರೀತಿಕರವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ಮಾನ್ಯವಾದವುಗಳು ಯಾವವೋ ಅವುಗಳನ್ನು ಮತ್ತು ಸದ್ಗುಣವನ್ನು ಸ್ತುತ್ಯವಾದದ್ದನ್ನು ಯೋ ನೀವು ಯಾವುದನ್ನು ನನ್ನಿಂದ ಕಲಿತು ಹೊಂದಿದಿರೋ ಮತ್ತು ಯಾವುದನ್ನು ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಕೇಳಿಕೊಂಡಿರೋ ಅದನ್ನೇ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಾ ಬನ್ನಿರಿ ಆಗ ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಕನಾದ ದೇವರು ನಿಮ್ಮೊಂದಿಗಿರುವನು.
So there is, it takes time to study and ponder and pray and observe what is true. It takes time to study, ponder and pray what is really honorable. It takes time to study, pray, ponder, observe what is fair in the things of God. What is pure? What is this purity? Is it just wearing white or dressing in a certain way? What is it? That takes learning. It takes time. It takes understanding. It takes revelation also. Amen. And it takes time to figure out what is the good report. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. For instance, you know, you may have hit the jackpot and the lottery, and it may be a good report, but is that really the good report? Amen. The good report is you're living a normal life and You're trusting God and things are happening and you're being sustained on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, and a yearly basis. You're always coming out with a good report. There's a good testimony happening. Amen. So sometimes that's where this godliness and gain comes in. Some people say, as long as you're getting stuff, all things are good. But that's not necessarily true. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. But you are connecting with God, with His promises, prayerfully, and receiving your targets. That's different. So that's why it flows into the next set of thoughts where it says, I have learned in whatever state that I can be content. Amen. Whether things look good or not, I have learned that my life is independent of circumstances. I don't depend on circumstances. I have godliness and contentment. It is great gain. Hallelujah. So you can see it is something that has happened over a process of time. He has learned some things. Amen. And he was grateful for this church, the Philippians, who from the beginning shared with him and took care whenever they felt that, you know, this man is there. We need to help him. We need to partner with him. But he had also learned some things. Amen. Sometimes we have to learn when even nothing seems to be happening that God cannot change and he never changes. Amen. But we will have to talk about that some other time because it's a flow. But for now, we'll stop at verse 9. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So there is, you know, verse upon verse upon verse, and it has layers and layers and layers, which we prayerfully study and let God's emphasis come out at the right time and help us to be joyful and stay focused on His soon coming. Amen. That we will do what we ought to do. Praise God. Let's thank Him. Father, we give You praise. Father, we give You thanks. You're a faithful God. You'll do what You said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Oh, thank You for the reality that Christ is truly in us. That God has actually moved on the inside of us. That all of His glory is inside us. That we are becoming more and more aware of that. That it is a reality in our lives and it is affecting every aspect of our living. That we can choose to think on the good things, the good report, the lovely, praiseworthy, the things that are truly pure, the things that are honorable indeed, and enjoy the presence of the God of peace. While we wait for Your coming, that we will be able to work and help lives, see You and get established in You, perfected in You. Help us, dear Lord. We thank You. We praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, team. If you'd like to give, this is a great opportunity. You can always do that. And praise God. Slight journey there, but praise God. You're blessed.
I've got the victory living inside of me. I've got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back. No place to go slack. I've got to keep pressing on till every battle is won. I've got the victory living inside. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back. No place to go slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. Sometimes the way might seem a little bit hard. You might be tempted. Not